words that help you win in any market. If you want to retire young and retire rich, protecting or insuring your assets from catastrophic loss is vital. The way to win and protect your assets in any market is to learn and truly understand the vocabulary of the fundamental and technical investor, especially in paper assets. It is easy to do if you will invest a little time. Just as a banker will ask to see your financial statement before giving you a loan and require you to have property, title, and mortgage insurance on a real estate investment to ensure the technical or catastrophic risk, you too should require the same of yourself if you want to invest in paper assets. The way you do that is to begin understanding the words of insurance when investing in paper assets. For instance, trends. Every sophisticated investor must understand trends. There is a saying that all sophisticated investors say, and that is, "The trend is your friend." Please remember and use that saying. So what is a trend? Essentially, it is an investment cycle that comes in waves, as do ocean waves. Sophisticated investors go with the trends, changing strategies when appropriate, or standing on the sideline if things are too choppy. There are three basic trends that affect paper assets as well as all other investment products. One is an uptrending market, often called a bull market. The second trend is market heading down, and that is called a bear market. The third trend is a sideways trending market, which is a market that is not going up or going down. The sophisticated investor uses different strategies for the different trends. Another important insurance term is moving average. Trends are caused by buyers and sellers. If there are more buyers, then the trend is up. If there are more sellers, then the trend is down. Average investors take comfort when their financial advisor says to them, "The market has gone up over the last 40 years." The sophisticated investor is not watching a long-term average, but a moving average. The sophisticated investor watches the ebb and flow of money in and out of the market. These changes tell him when to alter his strategy. But how do you know if the trend is about to change? Does the market give you signs that it's about to change? The answer is yes, although it's not an exact science. There are many different types of patterns that technical investors look for. When technical investors see the double top pattern, they become cautious and begin to change investment strategies or get out of the market entirely. The price of the stock may tumble down sharply right after this pattern. When technical investors see the double down pattern emerging, they again change strategies or begin to buy stocks while average investors have given up hope and are selling. One big advantage that technical investors have is that they have time to protect their asset prices with insurance. Average investors have two choices once the market changes direction. They can hold and lose, or sell and lose. A sophisticated investor has other choices. The following are some of the mental tools that sophisticated investors use to protect their assets and make money in up and down markets. These are the tools that help them make money and protect their money when the market goes down. So another insurance term is stop orders. Sophisticated investors may call their broker and request a stop order if they suspect the price of the stock may go down, especially if the market trend is down. This is how a stop order works. Let's say your stock is at $50 today, and the charts tell you that the market is trending down. All you have to do is call your broker and put in a stop order at, let's say, $48. If the stock price begins to drop to, let's say, $30 because more sellers have entered the market, your stop order becomes a market order and the stock is sold at $48, and your losses are limited to $2. The average investor would lose $18 and still be clinging to the stock. Although stop orders are often used as insurance by investors, they are not always used by very sophisticated investors. Often the share prices tend to gap on the opening transaction, and sophisticated investors already have the news and have decided whether to sell their shares or cancel the stop limit order. There is a lot more to investing with these tools than just asking your broker to put in a sell stop or a buy stop, which is a stop in the other direction. Sophisticated investors tend to have many more tools and understandings than average investors. If they don't, they too will get killed while their peers are making a killing. Some final insurance terms are call options. Another word for options is insurance. Simply put, a call option gives the owner of the option the right to buy 100 shares of stock at a certain price per share over a predetermined period of time. A call option is an insurance policy, protecting the investor from missing out on a sudden increase in the price of a stock. Put options. Call options are used to make money in an uptrending or bull market. When the trend of the market is down, the sophisticated investor will use put options not only to make money, but also to protect the value of their stock in case prices begin to fall. Collars or straddles. Straddles or collars are the ultimate insurance protection. In overly simple terms, a straddle or collar is placing a put and a call around a price position. Collars, or straddles, are used to protect both the up and the downside risks and opportunities. It can be an ultra-conservative strategy if you know what you're doing. Shorts. First of all, a short is not an option. When someone says, "I am shorting this stock," they are trading in stocks, not options. A sophisticated investor knows the differences between shorts and options and knows when and when not to use them. Why short a stock? Generally, if the investor feels the price of a stock is too high and the market is trending down, a sophisticated investor may find it profitable to begin to use shorts to make money. Shorting a stock is simply borrowing someone else's stocks, selling them into the market, and putting the money into your pocket. If and when the market price of the stock comes down, the investor buys the stock back and returns it to the person they borrowed the stocks from. The main point of all this is that investing does not have to be risky if you're willing to invest a little time to increase your education. Once you learn to minimize risk, you can greatly increase your returns.